Roseanne, good morning.
Hello.
By the way, Gary, we're talking to one of the women on Time's 100 Most Influential list.
Well, hello.
Yeah, pretty exciting.
I'll say, come on, that is a big honor.
It is a big honor.
You have just come back like a hurricane on TV because, and I got to tell you something, you know, my wife, who is not a big sitcom fan, laughs her butt off. I mean, she...
That's cool.
She just immediately... And I said, you know why we're laughing? Because the Connors are like all the people that we know, the people we grew up with, the working class America. You are representing a lot of people who haven't been represented for a long time. So thank you for that.
Well, you're very welcome. I'm just being me. And, you know, I'm having a blast.
Yeah, it's great.
Whose idea was it to bring the show back? Was it yours or was it Sarah's?
Well, it was all put together by Sarah Gilbert. She knows how to communicate with a lot of people. She does it way better than I do. You know, powers that be types.
Right.
She's good at that.
And already you've got a season two coming.
Yeah.
So that'll tell you how fantastic this is.
Well, it's a blast. It's fun every day. I love doing it.
You think maybe George Clooney might come back this time for the second season?
Oh, we're not going to give up on going after George. We're going to stalk him at every turn because we want him. And, you know, eventually I'll win and he'll lose and come on.
That's the spirit.
Because remember certain photos we have of George?
Yes, I do, Roseanne. Mm-hmm. I know that story.
Mm-hmm.
Well, wait a minute. You can't say that without telling us about the pictures.
Well, George, back in the day, he posed for some Polaroids completely nude, wearing only a Groucho Marx pair of glasses over his tender areas. And, you know, we're going to maybe release it if he doesn't come on.
Oh, that is so
well,
funny.
First she has to find that picture.
That is so funny.
Oh, no, nobody will see it but George.
I gotta say, that is the best ever. By the way, I am so excited you're back with your Domestic Goddess tour. You're going to Vegas May 5th, the Orleans showroom. Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm really excited because, you know, that's a really great room and I've seen a lot of comedians there. So I'm very excited to go there. I haven't ever been there before, so it'll be fun. May 5th, yeah, I'm making my kids go.
And I hear you tell a lot of dirty jokes.
They're not all dirty, but, you know, I want people to know there's some spicy jokes in there, and I apologize for them, but I'm not going to stop telling them because they're funny.
You know what's great about, you know, the new Roseanne, like the old Roseanne, is that you do things that other people don't do, the politically incorrect things. And I was cracking up when you took your granddaughter's head and you told her, rinse the dish, and then you grab her around the neck and you start spraying her with a sprayer in the sink.
How'd you like that leg wrapped around to cement her in there?
That was so good. And I thought,
thank you.
Who would do that except
me.
Roseanne? Yes,
well,
you.
I have 5 kids, so I've done it all. You got to teach them.
And tonight you can watch it again because they're back-to-back-to-back-to-back episodes, 4 in total.
So people, if they missed it, you know, they can catch up on it because it's a kind of roller coaster. And when we come back, the shows left for this season are all controversial and funny.
Well, that's perfect. Is it true, Roseanne, that you're taking Social Security?
Well, I'm waiting for my Social Security. I did apply for it. I haven't received it as yet. But I am on the Medicare or Medicaid, whatever it's called. And so I'm so excited because my boyfriend's been on the Medicaid for 3 years now. And it's just a great thing. It's great when you're, you know, in your late 60s and you got good medical health and medical care.
Oh, man, you are the best. Yeah. You just are the best.
You're the best. I love you. You know I do.
I know, and I appreciate that. And I really love you, Roseanne. Honestly,
thanks,
you make me smile every day.
Well, I try, and thanks for the money.
You know, I got to ask you this because, you know, all of these topics that have come up in the show, like being a surrogate mother, your daughter maybe having a baby to have, you know, make some money and all. By the way, the first
and
two
a
episodes.
And a biracial or a grandchild, right?
Uh-huh.
Right. So, like, and folks, you're going to see, like, the first two episodes especially.
Oh, my God.
Of the new, of
you're
going to
be on the floor.
Are TV classics. I mean, they're going to go down in history. They really are.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it, you guys.
You got it. Do you come up with these topics and go to the writers, hey, we ought to talk about this and we ought to do something about that.
Yeah, some of them. And then, you know, I got really great writers. I've got the best writers on television. Mm. And of course, they come up with some great ideas that I love. And we just try to do the best ideas that, you know, float around the room.
Yeah, they need to write a part in for me. I need to come on one of those episodes. I got to be there one time.
Well, I don't know about that.
Thank you, Roseanne. See how smart she is?
Well, I don't know how smart, but she's honest.
We'll make it happen.
By the way, I gotta say this. The rest of that cast, I mean, besides you, but
Laurie Metcalf to die for.
Laurie Metcalf, John Goodman.
Oh, my God, I have so many good ideas for her for next season stuff I want to see her do.
She's crazy.
And John, too. You know, it's going to be so fun because I really want to see them really stretch as actors on TV. Yeah. It'll be a blast.
But you guys, every single person on that show is at the absolute top of their game, and it is just...
I know. That's what's so fun.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, it really is fun to watch the other actors just act. It's just a blast.
Roseanne, tonight, 8 o'clock, 2 hours of Roseanne tonight. You gotta just binge watch.
2 hours?
Yeah.
They're showing 2 hours tonight.
Yeah, that's 4 episodes, back to back to back to back.
Thanks for letting me know.
But here's the good news. Next week, it's an all-new episode.
Oh, I thought it was 4 weeks of rerun.
No, just four
it's only
tonight.
One night, 2 hours. Oh, well, that's good. So then that'll set them up for the next one, which is a killer.
Bingo.
Can't wait.
Bingo.
Yeah, it's really great. It's the one I'm most proud of anything I've ever done. Yeah.
Wow.
So, okay, guys, I got to go. I got to go to the bathroom. Love you. Bye.
What? Did that just happen?
Shut up.